Bishud Harav and everyone else. Short of our Torah. Yeah, we said 1 minute. So the Midrash Tanchuma introduces Parsha Mishpatim with the pasuk from Mishlei Melech leMishpat Yamid Aretz Veish Terumot Yersena. That this, I think the simple way to understand it is that Hashem, the justice, holds up the world, and the sort of tricky person tears it down. But the Midrash explains this as talking about two different people: is the Mishpat person and the Truma person. It doesn't really define the Mishpat person, but Truma, he says, is someone who's treating themselves like Truma. They're staying separate and withdrawn from the community. And they give a story to explain it of Rav Asi on his deathbed. And when his nephew comes to him to ask why he's crying, he says, you have a lot of Torah, you got all the midot, you never took a position of leadership, what's wrong? And Rav Asi responded saying that's exactly the problem. Maybe I should have been a judge, maybe I should have been upholding Mishpat and not stayed separate. So I think that's an important lesson for us to know as students here, that one of the things Parshat Mishpatim is teaching us is that we have to take the Torah to all of these other places. Right after Har Sinai, where given all these different situations with the lenders, the borrowers, the murder, and different not-so-holy situations. But it's important for us to remember that that's what Torah is for. It's to sort of sanctify all these mundane things we have.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.